10 suits in there.
Wow. 10? What would you ever do with 10 suits?
Leave them in the closet.
Leave
I never
them
run. This is about where I go all the time, just like that.
That's what everybody does now. It looks nice, and it's casual, and it feels good, and that's what everybody does. You know, when my husband and I got married, my mother and my mother-in-law gave my husband a bunch of new shirts. Well, it turned out they were all cotton. They weren't wash and wear. Well, she never had to do any ironing or anything, because she always just sent them out to be done. And I was doing the ironing myself, and when I found out they were all cotton, I just about had a fit. And so one by one, those shirts disappeared.
Yeah, sure. Termites eat them.
That's right. That's right. And one day I said, "Buddy, you hardly have any shirts." And he looked in there and he said, "You know, you're right. We're going to have to get some new shirts." And we did.
Yeah.
The washing and the ironing together, you'd call the what?
What?
The washing and ironing together, you'd call the what?
Washing and ironing?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to speak of them.
The laundry?
Okay. What would you use to get from the first floor of a house to the second floor?
Stairway.
Okay, if it was outside, would you call it anything different?
Stairway, be a stairway.
Okay, all right. Most houses have, sometimes they're little and sometimes they're big, but a little thing that sticks out in front of the house has columns on it. Sometimes it's covered. And you can sit out there in the evening or...
You mean the porch?
Oh, okay. If a porch is in the back, would you call it anything different?
I'd call it back porch or front porch.
Okay. Have you seen a kind of house that has like a porch that goes all the way down one side or sometimes all the way around like three sides of the house?
L-shaped porch? Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was on the second story? What would you call it then? Is it called a porch?
Sure.
Okay.
It's porch too.
All right. If the door is open and you don't want it to be that way, you might ask somebody to get up and do what?
Close the door.
Okay, or if you didn't say close, you might say...
Shut the door.
Okay. Have you ever seen boards on the outside of a house where, like, the top overlap?
No. Siding.
Okay.
Shiplap siding.
What do you call it?
Shiplap siding.
Shiplap siding?
117 siding. Novelty siding.
What is
it? V siding.
Is it all the same thing?
No.
Oh, well, tell me the difference.
Well, a shiplap, it's got a lip. Shiplap's got a lip.
Okay.
But you drop that lip down there, half a lip, see?
The lip goes over the next board down.
That's right there. And V siding just fits right in, where it touches, you know. Joins on. And you'd have to be pulled down tight to keep the water out.
The boards go across or up and down?
Across. They go across.
And they fit in the next board in a V like that? Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
And the same way about a novelty sign.
Yeah.
What you call 117, they don't have much more than it.
Yeah.
But I've put some of all of it on.
Yeah. Well, 117, is it like that V stuff?
Well, that's what it is.
Uh-huh. Same thing.
117 V siding.
What do you call that part of the house that goes over the top?
Roof.
Okay. You tell me now when we start running out of time, okay?
Running out of time?
Yeah.
You mean for me?
Yeah.
I got all the time in the world.
Oh, all right. Okay. You just tell me, if you got something you have to
go. No.
Right,
I done made arrangements for that.
Okay, that's great. Well, I probably ought to leave about 5, but it's a little after 4 now, so I've got to 5.
Yeah, I got.
That isn't going to get us finished.
Huh?
That isn't going to get us finished.
Uh-huh.
So if you got time when I come back, that,